All right. Finally made it to Dundas. What's it called here? Dundas. Young and Dundas Square. Downtown Toronto. So. Got the Trump sign back there. So this is a little bit a continuation of what we did in Ottawa on July 1st, Canada Day. And today what we're doing here, this is called March for Freedom. March for Freedom. We'll put it up on the... We'll put it up on the video anyhow. You cross the line, we draw the line. So this is end of lockdown. End of lockdown. Anyhow, this is not about the lockdown. So Missionary Enterprises. Not too close. Mini documentary presentation on your YouTube playlist. Canada. An Apostolic Missionary Training Sending Nation. So this is our eighth video that we do on that playlist. And here the title is of the teaching we're going to do today, or the exhortation is, what does the Word of God have to say about freedom, this word freedom, that this march is all about? Well, let's find out what the Word of God, what God has to say about in His Word. So I wrote here, first of all, I said, freedom, according to the Word of God, freedom from all sins, freedom from all disease, sickness, infirmities, ailments, freedom from fear and worry, freedom from poverty and lack, freedom from demonic oppression, and even freedom from demonic possession. Freedom from lies, errors, falsehoods. Freedom from wrong believing. Freedom from ignorance. And maybe the most important one of all is freedom from eternal torments and miseries. Freedom from hell. Freedom from the lake of fire. So that's my introduction. There's three key Greek words in the New Testament concerning freedom. Just touch on it briefly. This is mostly for the YouTube. The first one is Strong's number 1432. We got the word dorian, meaning as a free gift without payment, without having to work for it, freely, something that's given freely. As a gift. The next Greek word is 1658. It's a word, eleutheros. Literally, definition, free, not a slave, nor under restraint. Delivered. Get our word deliverance. From obligation. Obligation from what? Obligation from trying to be good or trying to earn something from God, of course. The last one is 1659, Strong's number 1659, Eleithero, to make free, to make exempt from liability, to set free, liberate. We get the word liberty. So key references, we're going to make this short, fairly short. Key references here, first of all, is Luke 4:18. Amplified, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Lord Jesus Christ said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon each one of us, or He wants to be on each one of us, we're born again. Because He, God, has anointed me to preach the good news of the kingdom to the poor. He sent me to announce release, freedom to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, those who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, broken down by calamity. Deliverance, release, all have to do with freedom. Freedom. John 8, the Gospel of John, verse 31 to 32. Jesus said, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if, conditional, if you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance with them, you're truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I think the King James has the word in deep. John 8:36. So if the Son liberates, makes you free, then you are really and unquestionably free indeed. Romans 6:18. And having been set free from sin, once you're born again, you have become the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:22. But now, since you've been set free from sin and have become the slaves of God, you have your present reward in holiness, and its end is eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life begins now. Once you're born again, you step in eternal life, but not eternal death. No longer eternal death. Eternal life. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. A lot of translations leave this part out, but they should. For those who live, walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life. Now, believe it or not, he's not referring to the Holy Spirit. He's referring to the new nature, which is in Christ Jesus. Once you're in union with Christ, you're in union with the new nature. You're in union with Christ because now you're a partaker of his nature, which is the divine nature. The law of our new being, see, it catches it there, our new nature, has freed me from the law of sin and death. That's a sin and death nature that we got through the fall of man. The sin and death nature is void of the image of God. But the new nature has the image of God. That's what we're sharing with this young lady on the train on the way up here. We took the train. I'm glad we took the train because she asked me a question and it got us talking for almost a good 20 minutes about the Bible. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is a Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom, emancipation from bondage, freedom. Freedom from all bondage. Galatians 5:13. This is the verse that Jerry shared with me yesterday when he called me about our the full gospel getting together at Memorial Park this morning before we came out here. For you, brethren, were indeed called to freedom, only to not let your freedom be an incentive to your flesh, but an opportunity to or excuse for selfishness. No, but through love you should serve one another. I'm going to do a huge teaching on the words one another. I think there's at least 50 references in the New Testament concerning one another. Serving one another. Loving one another. Forgiving one another. It's on. It's endless. It's everywhere in the New Testament. James 1:25. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, which is the word of God, and is faithful to it, and perseveres in looking into it. That's key right there. I've been doing a lot of teaching on that. Being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer. An active doer. I believe the King James and the New King James has the word works. He will be blessed. What are the works? Looking into that law of liberty and continually looking into it. Meditating it. Looking at it. Reading it. Confessing it. Coming in agreement with it. That's what he's talking about. 1 Peter 2:16. Live as free people. As free people. Yet without employing your freedom for what? As a pretext to wickedness. But live at all times as servants of God. There's no wickedness in God. There's no wickedness in His kingdom. Wickedness and the believer have nothing in common. Wickedness has to do with darkness. We're children of light. We've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness. We've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And we've been transferred in the kingdom of His light, of His Son. In which we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. That's in Colossians. Colossians 1:13, I believe. Almost done here. 2 Peter 2:19. They promise them liberty when they themselves are slaves of depravity and defilement by whatsoever anyone is made inferior or worse or is overcome, that person he is enslaved. So see, we've got preachers out there. We've got preachers out there. They're preaching on freedom, yet them themselves they're not even walking in freedom. They're hypocrites. They're two-faced. And you know what? That's it. That's it for my teaching. So, yeah. So I want to thank you for your time. We want to thank everybody who follows us on, whether it's on Facebook, of course, our YouTube channel, and so many more other social platforms, social media platforms. Once again, like I said, we're at Dundas Square, and a great day, a little windy. We didn't bring our mics with us because we try to travel a little bit light today. Just show the picture there of our stuff. Let's back up a bit. Show the stuff a little bit. Okay, that's good. All right, so anyhow, thank you for your time. And as I always close my videos, for all our videos, I always close with this. Walk in the fullness of the grace of God. Amen and shalom.